Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 7th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Thought it was a good day to break out the Ovi sweatshirt.
Nice.
Yep.
And Jason Bishop's here.
Yep. It's Friday.
I don't even understand. That's an Ovi sweatshirt?
It's got Ovi on.
Holding the Stanley Cup.
Ah, okay. Yeah. It's like a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, it's not the right time of year for it, but I mean, he's on a bona fide heater.
They never lose.
Another goal. This time it wasn't an empty netter. So.
That's correct. There was a goalie trying to stop it.
Both count.
Yeah.
But this one, Drab's okay with this one.
Yeah.
Our boy Lars scored too.
Lars got into double digits. He's up to 10 goals.
I know he was on like a 10-game goal scoring drought. Now, does he have goals in back-to-back games? Catching fire.
Did he have a goal in the last game?
I think he did.
He had one recently.
I'll double check. But
I think he was on.
It was either
been a while
the last two or two of the last three.
Okay. I was thinking about this as I was driving in. You know, the year they won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
By the end, the scene in D.C. was outrageous.
The amount
of people that were going there and watching on the outside screen.
Yep.
In what round did that start? That doesn't start in the first round, right?
I think they started doing that probably, if memory serves correct, during the Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa Bay.
And then it just kept building and building.
Because I went to, they opened up the inside of the arena, too, for a watch party.
Yeah, for one of the roadies.
I think during the Tampa Bay Lightning series, that started really gaining momentum.
I mean, they've only lost 11 games in regulation.
If Spencer Carberry doesn't win Coach of the Year, I believe it's the Jack Adams Trophy, Jack Adams Award, I'm not 100% sure, then, yeah. I mean, I don't know who would win it. I guess you could put the Winnipeg Jets coach.
Whoever
that person is.
Hey, I vote for Carbs.
Yeah, I mean, good. Please give me a vote. I would vote for
I don't know how Winnipeg did last year, but obviously the Caps were not great last year, and they squeaked into the playoffs, but they weren't expected to do much.
Correct.
But they're a completely different team.
Yes, they are.
So I saw via Twitter that EB was watching the Terps game. I saw the end of the game, which was not good.
Saw the highlights today.
I watched part of it, and I was like, oh, they're handling Ohio State. Now they let Ohio State make a run toward the end of the first half to kind of cut into the lead, but the lead was still comfortable, like 9 or 11 points at halftime.
Yep.
So I just kind of went away. I was surfing around, and then I saw that they gagged it away.
Well,
poorly in the
conference
second half.
Conference road games, I don't care who you play, are just difficult.
Sure.
You could play a bad team on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Conference road games are hard. You have to play legit for 40 minutes. You got to play really, especially in the last five. So, and then
they did blow a lead, but
Thornton's legit. I mean, he's a really good player.
The three pointer was lucky.
Of course, but
it was good defense. He banks it in.
It doesn't matter. You have to play solid on the road if you want to win conference road games. They're just hard to
reset a big game, but
a couple bad turnovers though.
Well,
late.
They think the key is in the first half, they shot almost 60%. Second half, they shot 25% or something. And it just kind of gagged it away. It was sad. I mean, they easily could have pulled it out, and he banks into three-pointer and just kind of sucks the life out of you.
They're fine.
They're fine. It's just annoying.
They actually got a look, though, to tie the game.
Yeah.
They had one of those.
I don't even know
how. They had a 5-minute timeout almost looking at how you know, who the ball went off of, how much time was left. I think they put 0.7 seconds left.
They put 0.7, which is no way you can get that shot off at 0.7. I mean, it was
Well, he got the shot off.
No, but it was just fake. I mean, there's no way he did.
But they got four of the next five at home. Now, they're playing a couple good teams, but they got four of the five at home. Nebraska is the one game on the road. And then Sunday, you should watch the Maryland-Rutgers game because you'll get to see Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
Now, Rutgers isn't a great team record-wise, but those two players will be high draft picks, and one of them may be a Wizard.
That is true.
So, and that's a 12 o'clock game on the Big Ten Network, you know, before all your Super Bowl pregame stuff. So watch that because you might see a future Wizard.
So yesterday before the game, like during the, it was actually in the morning yesterday, Vin texted me that NCAA home underdogs versus ranked teams in our last 10 games were 9-1. So he texted me before the game. He said, next one up is Ohio State, Maryland. I'm putting it all on Ohio State.
Did you take advantage?
No, not me. Vin's been doing it. And then, of course, it hit again. And then I think he said this weekend there's 10 more of those. Oh, 10 home games fit that home dog versus ranked team profile on Saturday.
Dive in.
Yeah, there's a bunch of big games this weekend. Duke's got to play at Clemson. Ohio State wasn't a dog.
Home, Ohio State wasn't a home dog.
Yeah, they were a road. They were a home favorite.
They were a home favorite? Oh, yeah, for him, for Vin, he said they were...
Nah.
Oh, home teams versus a ranked opponent, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Home teams versus a ranked opponent. They didn't have to be an underdog.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by Willard committed to the suit. Most of these coaches nowadays, and I don't know if he wears a suit in every game.
I think he pretty much does.
I think he's committed to the suit every game. And then he goes and shakes hands, and the other guy's just wearing his sweats. Like almost every coach is nowadays.
Seems like the quarter zip is the outfit of choice.
I like it.
EB, there's a great doubleheader this weekend in hoops because Duke's going to play at Clemson. Now, Clemson just had a bad loss to Georgia Tech at home, but they're good. They're an old team. They're good. They're going to the tournament. And then Florida plays at Auburn. Auburn's ranked number one. So you got a great doubleheader in college hoops.
Well, I'm going to be at a college hoops game in person. I'm going to be watching Cornell Yale, which will be actually matchup in the Ivy League. That's actually at Cornell.
It's at Cornell.
But I think Yale is number one.
Is that
Cornell's right there.
Is that a Saturday game?
Yeah.
Oh.
2 o'clock.
Because Ivies play a lot of games on Fridays.
They do Friday, Saturday stuff. Yeah. But Saturday game, it's a big one in the Ivy League. So we're just going to go up there, support Coop, see how the boys can do.
Yeah, the Coopy Coop.
Love guys named Coop. Cooper Flag.
I don't know if I love him.
But you'd love him if he's playing for the Wizards. You'd love him.
Well, there's a 14% chance he might play for the Wizards.
I understand.
There is.
I know it's not a done deal.
Yeah.
So last night for dinner, I went to our refrigerator, which is in the garage, which usually has our water bottles. And I planned on getting a water bottle. And then I saw something. I was like, oh, what is that? And it was... I mean, it's a knockoff, but it was Dr. Bob's. Basically, it's a Dr. Pepper knockoff. I don't know if it's from Costco, from Target.
I mean,
I don't know where the heck it is from.
It sounds like a Walmart
Could
special,
be from Walmart.
I don't know.
I don't even know how we got it. Yeah. I think somebody brought it on New Year's or something to our party, and I had that at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I can't have caffeine at 7 p.m.
Look, I'm cool with a lot of generic products. Drab, I think you can agree with me here. I can't do generic soda.
Draw the line at soda.
Unless it's like ginger ale, that's fine. Like, I can buy a store brand ginger ale, but like I can't just buy Diet Cola. That's a ripoff of Diet Coke. Like, it's just, I just can't do it. I have to draw a line somewhere.
Well,
I have standards.
It made me stay up. And last night, the Lakers were on.
Yeah.
And this is before Luka joins the team.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it for a while. I was a LeBron hater. I don't know if I can hate him anymore because my guy Luka's joined forces.
That's right.
But also,
it took you about 3 days.
He's 40. He put up 42 points,
yeah,
17 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's playing like he's 22.
It's unbelievable. It was a thoroughly entertaining game because it's got up against Steph Curry, and Curry had a rough shooting night. I think he took 35 shots. And he only hit 13. So the Lakers won. Lakers are 30-19. Now, I don't think they could take down Oklahoma City, probably any of the teams that are above them, but they're 30-19. They're 11 games above 500.
That's
kudos to J.J. Redick, who's coach.
Luka's not going to make his debut until Monday. That's what he's aiming for against the Jazz. But and Dallas obviously has Anthony Davis, but he did I don't think he played last night. But they went into Boston and won. That's a great win. I mean, anytime you go into Boston and win. So both Dallas and LA after the trade, big wins.
I think Dallas lost their first game, though, after the trade.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But yeah,
but so you go to Boston. I mean, you go to Boston and beat them on the road. That's a great win, man.
EB, you've always been anti three pointers. Okay,
but do you mind? No. I'm not anti three pointers. I'm anti the reckless. Just if you have any look at all, launch it.
Okay, so the Golden State Warriors took 101 shots as a team
actually,
yesterday.
Like three pointers when they're taken properly.
They took 53 as a team.
Right.
They only hit 16, so it was 30%. But Curry himself, you don't have a problem with Curry shoot threes, right?
I mean, some of his are reckless, too.
Shot 20.
Six of 20.
I mean, I hate the reckless ones, but that's just how the game is.
Wow.
Nobody cares what I think. It's just a different game now.
Correct.
I'm looking at the Golden State box. Some guy named Brandon Podzemski got 34 minutes.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I remember him from a few years ago. Was he from Cal or something?
No, he's a Santa Clara kid.
Santa Clara, yeah.
Well, your boy Pat Spencer, who's the lacrosse player.
I saw he had a dunk the other day.
He had 13 points.
Yeah, dude, he's a great athlete.
Yes, he is.
People were only like, why is he not playing pro lacrosse? He was number one draft. Well, this is why.
Well, his dream was money.
His dream is to play in the NBA. People mocked him.
He did one thing that stood out. He had, you know how like Georgetown players, I mean, a lot of players do it, but how Georgetown players back in the day would all, you know, Patrick would have the undershirt,
mm-hmm.
like the full undershirt. He had a full undershirt, but it didn't match. It was like a black t-shirt, and Golden State was wearing like their light colors.
He's a kid from Davidsonville.
Oh, really?
I'm 99% sure he grew up in Davidsonville.
I'm not a fan of NBAers wearing, or college guys wearing t-shirts underneath their tank tops.
You don't want to go back to that look from the early 80s?
I think it's a bad look.
But yeah, it's a different game. So watching the Maryland game and then watching an NBA game, it is a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NBA, we are hosting an altcast tonight.
That is correct.
That's right.
Don't sleep.
Monumental Sport 2. Check us out. We'll be doing the Wizards altcast. I know we sent our producer a couple things. So be ready for the altcast tonight. Watch it on Monumental Sports 2.
Again, Drabby. I know Jimmy Patsos is one of them.
And the Wizard.
Yeah, Walt.
Walt. Okay, he's great.
What? And probably not going to have Coach Willard.
Yeah, probably not.
Did they that debacle last night.
Well, did they officially call him out?
No, but this is kind of...
Hey, let's.
I actually think it's BS that coaches should come on after losses. They shouldn't be so cowardly. But that's what a lot of them do. They didn't used to do that.
It may not be cowardly. Maybe he's, you know, pissed. Watching a film.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's a telling you, when we first started, we've been doing it 30 years. Coaches didn't used to do that. Yeah. They would come on after losses.
Well, Turge would never come on after
Turge
losses.
Turge was
all right. Well, Coach Willard never agreed to come on.
Okay.
In fact, he's going to come on the radio show next week.
Nice.
I'm just assuming.
Right.
This is how these things.
Hey, let's not all wear the same thing tonight. Let's try to coordinate.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I don't even have a lot of
the Wizard stuff I have is
I got
the
old
Wizard school stuff.
Can I wear that new hoodie?
Yes, you can wear that.
It's in my rotation.
I've got a red Wizards hoodie. I'll wear that.
Very nice.
I might wear one of my old like Gilbert jerseys, or I have a Rip Hamilton jersey. I have an old Juan Dixon jersey.
Yeah, break out one of the vintage ones.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't you bring them all? That sounds like a bit. Go through your jerseys and talk about them.
Your old Wiz jerseys.
But a lot of them are from that same era.
Yeah.
That glorious era. Well, when they changed the colors.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
When they went to the blue, the bronze, and the white.
People hated the Wizards in that era, I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
But since they're back to the red, white, and blue in the Wizards, it's a great combo.
I really do hate that alternate jersey they had. I think you have the gill alternate.
Oh, the yellow one?
The one that's bronze
gold
up top.
Yeah, whatever.
And then it's got the black on the bottom.
I have that one signed by
Gill. I really don't like that jersey.
Yeah, that's
not
framed.
A fan.
I'm not wearing that. It's all pinned up.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're going to talk movies with Kevin McCarthy coming up at 6:45. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post will join us at 7:45 with his best Super Bowl plays. And Jimmy Traina, who has a podcast for Sports Illustrated, talks all about coverage and media. We'll talk about Super Bowl coverage, Radio Row, and more. That is all right here on the Junkies.